You know, I've interviewed thousands of people over the years, some of them much more colorful than others. But one that I'll always remember as one of the most colorful was the late newspaper humor columnist and stand-up comedian, Louis Grizzard. Now, over a period of years, Grizzard actually wrote 25 books with titles like, and I'm quoting here, "When My Love Returns from the Ladies' Room, Will I Be Too Old to Care?" "You Can't Put No Boogie Woogie on the King of Rock and Roll." And "I Haven't Understood Anything Since 1962. Now, one of my several interviews over the years with Louis Grizzard was about his book called "Don't Bend Over in the Garden, Granny. You Know Them Taters Got Eyes."
Yeah, I think I'd pay money just to read your titles.
It's kind of really becoming much easier to write the book than it is to get the title. I had a really difficult time with this title, convincing my editor, who's a New Yorker, that this didn't have anything to do with anal sex. It had to do with you don't want anybody to see your underdrawers as well. But I finally held on, and we got it. So the title has been good. This title came from, I have a friend who writes country music songs, none of which have ever made it. And this is one of his songs that didn't make it. Now, he's written some other great stuff, like "My Wife Just Went Off with My Best Friend and I Miss Him." That's one. And did the beautiful love ballad, "I Gave Her a Ring and She Gave Me a Finger." As well as "We Used to Kiss on the Lips, But It's All Over Now." So look for those titles to show up on my next book. But people have been asking me why this book is about sex and why I wrote a book about sex. And basically I wrote it because I'm trying to buy a liquor store in Atlanta and I need the money. And I would like to point out that we've got a new thing this year. You cannot buy this book and share it with somebody else. Everybody's got to have their own book. If you were a real estate person, would you want to sell one house and everybody in town live in it? Of course not. I'm doing this for the money. It's $15.95. I get a dollar and a half out of every one of them. Don't let your cousins and your aunt. Plus, you don't know what, you know, there could be some germs or something on this book for all you know.
That's true.
The other reason I wrote it is because the basic thought in my book is that there is nothing inherently dirty about sex. But if you use your imagination, you can overcome that quite easily.
Why would it surprise you that people would be surprised that you're writing about sex? I would think that everybody would love to write about sex.
Well, I think the thing that I worry about is my audience. I have never writing for a newspaper. Obviously, I can't be really nasty and ugly. And so I worried about this book for a couple reasons. I worried about if I had a bunch of dirty words in here, my mother's still alive and she'd read it. And so would my Sunday school teacher, and she'd read this and say, well, he wasn't raised that way. What I did in the book, there's a couple of easy dirty words. Damn is one of them, which is on television all the time. But there are no really, really dirty words in this book. And it's harder to be funny and clean than it is funny and dirty.
So in other words, there's nothing in here we couldn't read on the air right now.
No, you can read anything in here. And also, any teenagers listening out there, your parents, of course, don't want you to know anything about sex and don't want you to have sex education so you know more than they do. Your parents will probably don't want you to buy this book, but which is a good reason for you to buy it and rush down and get it. There are no pictures in here, but I do explain a lot of things about sex that people should know. I have an entire chapter devoted, for instance, to people who've never had sex. That you might have thought of had sex. And Richard Nixon, for instance, never had sex. He had a couple opportunities to have sex, but he never would take off that suit. He was afraid to get something on his tie. And, of course, he has children. People say, well, he never had sex. How can he have children? I can't divulge the whole thing, but Pat Boone had something to do with it. Ivan the Terrible never had sex. Actually, he had sex one time. That's how he got his nickname. Marcel Marceau may have had sex, but didn't tell anybody about it. And some other people. Alexander the Great, he was too busy taking over the world to have sex. He had sex once, also with his wife, and she referred to him as Alexander the Fat of Middling after they had sex. But there's a lot of stuff like that in there. Prince Charles never had sex. He mailed in his sperm by royal courier from a polo match. He had those little children of his.
It's a very instructive book in many respects.
Well, I try to make it instructive, and there's some, you know, just some really down-to-earth facts in there about it. Like, one of the difficult things, now that we're in the period of time that we are, that we didn't realize that women actually enjoyed sex also until the early 70s. And one of the problems that, now Dr. Ruth can talk about this on radio, I guess I can't, but we had the problem of premature I can't say the word on that, but getting through before the girl does, see? And that's a difficult thing to do. So I have some things in there you can think about, and it'll put it off. You can think about Harry Truman. There's no way, if you can achieve sexual climax while thinking of Harry Truman, I don't want to go camping with you. I promise you that. But that and Indiana, there's nothing sexy about Indiana that I know of.
Were you the kind of kid who, whenever the library got a new dictionary, you looked up to see if it had
Oh, yeah, there's a whole, words. Whole new thing in there that you spend such an interesting part of your life when you can do that, looking up dirty words. In the, and if you look for the real big one, the real, our number one dirty word, it's amazing how close there are things to it. And I've got all those listed and what they are in there. But I also discuss animal sex in this. And because a lot of people don't understand about, and there is a, there's some kind of fish, I forget what it is, that has does something called broadcast sex. Now, let's say that your secretary came in here and y'all got naked in front of this. That would be one form of broadcast sex. But this is a different thing. These fish, the male sort of shoots out the sperm and stuff into the water. And if the female fish happens to swim through that, she gets pregnant. Imagine if humans did that. And you're a girl, and you come home to your mother and you say, I'm pregnant. So, who is the father? I don't know. I was just walking down by a 7-Eleven store, and there's a bunch of sperm in here, and I walk right through it, and now I'm pregnant. But there's nothing really explicit. I mean, there's nothing that I wouldn't read this to my mother in the first place. But I mean, if she happened to get a copy and read it, I don't think she'd be upset whatsoever. I don't have any children. I think she'd probably be glad to read this and know I know about it, because I don't have any children. The reason I don't have any children is because, sure as I had a son, he'd come home wearing an earring, and I'd have to kill him.
But Louis Grizzard also had heart troubles, and he died way too young, at age 47, in 1994. I'm Bill Thompson. Now I've heard everything.